Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. 2511-0401-0017-5513.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull up your profile here, and we can get the ball rolling. Okay. Excuse my pronunciation, but is this... looks like Munyon Dermatology.
That's correct. You got it right.
Perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to?
Thomas Munyon.
Thomas. Okay. And you are the 100% owner over there?
Correct.
Perfect. Perfect. Let me just verify a few quick details here on the file, and then I can answer any questions that you may have there. Can you just verify the billing address there for the business?
Well, you sent this to my home address, which is 445 Beacon in San Francisco, but the actual address for the business is 262 Redwood Shores Parkway in Redwood City.
Okay. Redwood Forest.
Redwood Shores.
Oh, Redwood Shores. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. And then the billing zip code there for the business?
94065.
And then as far as the business structure goes, are you guys like a C-Corp, LLC, partnership?
I think it's a C-Corp. Or is it C-Corp? I can never remember.
Okay. We can clarify that later. That's not a big deal. And then just the last little bit of information here. Time in business. How long have you guys been in business over there?
I've been in practice for 35 years.
35 years.
But as
wow.
a corporation, we only became incorporated maybe like 15 years ago.
15 years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then as far as a good phone number there for you, Thomas, just in case we get disconnected?
Well, I'm calling you from my cell, which is 415-987-7078.
078. Perfect. Perfect. So, you know, we got a lot of programs here, so depending on what you're looking for, I can try and point you in the right direction if you just want to kind of paint a picture of there what you were maybe looking to do for the business.
Well, my taxes came in, and they were a bit more than I expected to have to pay all of a sudden. I wasn't mm-hmm. paying attention, and I guess I did too well, and I'm owing the government about $55,000.
Okay.
I have to come up with by October 15th, and I know... as a short-term loan, what are your rates for loans like that?
Yeah, so you know, are you familiar with working capital there?
No.
Okay, so I'll kind of just give you a quick overview of it, and just kind of give you the breakdowns of it. So it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense you're going to get approved for the largest amount possible, and you can use however much of it. The big difference is with working capital, it's not based mostly off of your credit. It's actually based more off of your top line revenue, and then based off of what you did in sales there for the year. We have a breakdown there, usually what we're able to free up. But it's unsecured loan. You know, terms range from anywhere from 3 to 36 months. So it is a little bit more of a shorter term there. You
so
said, when was it?
3 to what now?
3 to 36 months, so 3 months to 3 years.
Okay.
You said it was $55,000 that you owed there on taxes?
I believe it's about that, between the state and the federal, yeah.
Okay, okay. And then I just want to make sure I got the right date there. It was October 15th there was kind of your deadline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so kind of the good news is here is we move a lot faster than probably what you're used to with your typical nationwide bank. We're usually able to get you answers here in about 24 hours for what programs and rates you'd qualify for. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. And if it makes sense for you in the business, we can get you funded in just about 24 hours after that. So if you are working with kind of a crunch deadline here, it is something that we can work with. Did they set you guys, is this like a tax lien that you're trying to avoid, or is there a payment structure that they tried to set you up on? I just kind of want to get a better picture there for the situation.
No, we wait to the last minute to file our taxes in my account.
I see.
Just prepared them, and I didn't realize.
So this is all coming at you at the same time.
But it's, I mean, what they're, I guess technically they are late because the filing, we had an extension, But okay. You know, the deadline on the extension is the 15th. We have to file it, and then we have to go ahead and pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, yeah, that's what I need to come up with, and I don't quite have that.
I got you. I got
so
you.
What kind of interest? I imagine these interest rates are fairly high. What are they?
You know, yeah, it is an unsecured loan. You know, rates are going to start at 0%. It's really just going to depend on what you look like on paper and kind of what you're looking for. Did you have like an idea or a ballpark of kind of the time frame, kind of maybe what you can afford monthly on payments on that?
Well, the truth be told, I'm in the process of applying for refinance of my home, which the timing is good on this, but they don't know if they can get it done by the 15th. And the problem is, if I don't get it done by the 15th, then they're going to want me to have paid those taxes first before they will approve me for the loan. So it's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah.
So they're going to preempt like they're paying the taxes, then they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
There's about $1 million equity in my home. I'm getting some of that out of there. I think I'm trying to get about $120,000 out. It's just the timing is bad, and there's a bit of a crunch to get this done by the 15th. And I thought,
yeah,
well, maybe if I could get taxes paid, and so yeah, it would be paid back very quickly.
Okay.
Getting some refi, and so I wouldn't be owing it to you guys very long. But I'm just kind of curious of what kind of rates you offer.
Yeah,
ridiculous, like 25% or what?
I mean, some of them are that. Some of them are in the low single digits. Like I said, it really looks like I'm trying to gather some information here. The big component that we look at with the working capital is the top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did last year in sales, your top line there?
Half a million. I think the profit and loss was $500,000.
Right around $500,000. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're right in the ballpark of the $55,000. I would say with the sales there, we could probably free up, I would say, anywhere from maybe $45,000 to $65,000. So you're right in the range of what you would be able to get approved for there. And then the other thing that we have to look at, obviously, just for legal purposes, is the credit. What does your personal credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's just close to 700, not quite, last time I checked.
Okay, so upper 600s.
Yeah, I think when I was doing this refinance, I'm talking to a young man who's handling the refinance, and he's trying to get it done before the 15th, and he's worried he won't have time. So he checked it. I think he said it was 692.
Okay, so you're like almost right on the average. I think the average is 693, 691, right in that area. So you're definitely right there in the average. And like I said before, with the working capital, they look more at the sales there. So the credit's not going to hurt you. And where it is currently, that shouldn't be a factor at all. And I know you said you've been in business, 30, 40 years. You've been incorporated for 15. That all those components are going to help the approval there. As far as the application itself, it's really just three things that we look at. It is just a one-page application that I would send you. It's very straightforward. It is the 2015 tax return. Do you guys have that yet? Or are you still kind of...
No, it's been prepared, and that's when I got the bad news.
Okay.
And my accountant went ahead and I told her to prepare it. I didn't tell her to file it, but she went ahead and filed it. So it was filed without payment. So I just got the bill from the state today, actually.
Okay.
So then the federal will be coming soon, no doubt. So it was just prepared and filed like a couple weeks ago. So
okay.
It is available.
Okay, yeah, as long as we have that available, we can take that into consideration just so we'll have all the current the numbers there. And then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. So those are really the only three things that we need. Once you can get that to me, I get it transferred to underwriting. We can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours. The offer will be good for 90 days. And if it makes sense for your situation, and you can kind of get this off of your chest, kind of get that credit back, and free up that capital there for you. It's definitely something we can help you out with. And with the small window that you do have, you probably could not have called a better place to get the ball rolling with.
Good. So let me give you a number to, or an email address to send what you need to send.
Perfect. What's a good email there, Thomas?
Munyanderm, M-U-N-Y-O-N-D-E-R-M.
D-E-R-M.
Munyanderm at att.net.
At att.net. Okay, perfect. I will I'll get this email going. Just give me maybe 10-15 minutes to send it over. It'll have just a short list of what we will need. It'll have the application attached to it. It'll also have all my contact information in there as well. When do you think you could get this back to me?
Well, if you send it out, I'm going to give Laverne. She's at the office today, and I will ask her to put it top on her priority list to get it done ASAP. We've been preparing all these financials and everything for the refi, so
okay.
She has a lot of this stuff at her fingertips.
I was going to say, if you guys were just doing the taxes and with the refi there, this shouldn't take but probably 15-20 minutes to get together. You said her name was Laverne. Do you mind just spelling that so I have it right?
L-A-V-E-R-N-E.
Perfect. Yep. All right. So, yeah, I will get this together. I'll shoot this over. Hopefully, you guys can get it over to me at some point today, or if not, early tomorrow, and we can at least get you submitted, get you some answers here mid-late of this week, and see if we can help you out there with the taxes situation.
Good. And I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler. Okay. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate
no worries, Thomas.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Bye.